face.
Why
it's just my face.
Why are you sticking up the middle finger at me? That's rude.
Hold up. This is libel. This is slander.
No, because why are you putting up gang signs now?
What are you talking about?
That's so weird.
Why are you trying to fart in front of me? Why are you trying to... Wait.
You can't even hear the fart.
It's a silent fart. You're trying to fart in my face.
I'm not farting, guys.
He's aiming her butt at my face.
I'm in his room, actually, and it smells like fart in here, so...
Because you're trying to fart in here.
No, the fart that you've put into the room and then it's marinated, because she actually farted
before this aired. And now it smells like fart in here.
Was that a pun? Was that a pun?
Yeah.
That was lame. Anyway.
You're late.
Do you want to talk about the first few songs of... Look at your phone.
My phone? Can I
look? Whatever, fine.
I'm gonna look at yours.
Okay.
So, yeah, the first few songs?
Do you want to play the first four or like three, two...
Let's do the first four. Yeah, yeah. They're okay. Actually all related to each other, I guess.
Okay. So,
I just do it.
Talk about it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the first four songs.
Well,
they're all
say the name.
Oh,
who's it by?
Hold on. Okay, give me a sec. Okay.
Oh, he's nervous.
I'm not nervous. They're all songs. Okay, relax. The first song is called "The Mary Ellen Carter." It's about...
By Stan Rogers.
He's a legendary sea shanty artist from Hamilton, Ontario. He passed away in, like, the 80s or 70s, I forget. But,
So we're gonna play a lot of sea shanties today because my brother actually made this playlist. Yeah, he made this playlist.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All sea shanties, because he really likes sea shanties.
Mm-hmm. And we're in Canada. There's a lot of actual... In Canada, particularly, like, the Maritimes, like, Nova Scotia and stuff, there's a bunch of sea shanty artists and sea shanty songs. Like, I really want to go to Nova Scotia one day, because I want to just go in a bar, even though I can't drink.
Isn't that where Andrew's from?
Yeah, and Andrew knows a bunch of sea shanty artists.
Can you not yell into the mic?
I'm sorry. Yeah, and Andrew is like one of the few friends that gets sea shanties because he grew up in a place where he always listened to sea shanties. So yeah, the Mary Ellen Carter, yeah, it's by Stan Rogers. He's a legendary sea shanty artist, and he's like made a lot of songs. I think some of the songs that he's well known for is not on... Actually, there's only one song that's on this playlist that he's well known for, but I included the Mary Ellen Carter because I know I went to a sea shanty concert like not too long ago in Toronto, and they did a cover of this song, the Mary Ellen Carter, which is a song about like a ship and how they're trying to like restore it and like not giving up on the ship. And there's also a really cool line I like in the end of the song, or like in the second hook of the song, where they talk about, I think the line's like, though your heart it be broken or life about to end, no matter what you've lost, be it a love, a home, a friend, let the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. I like hopeful lyrics like that, and that's why I really like the song. It's very like well known also in sea shanty spaces, I guess.
And then the next song.
The Land Dodger. The Land Dodger is...
By
the Longest Johns. So the Longest Johns are like... They're like a modern like sea shanty band. They do a lot of like sea shanty covers, their own originals. And yeah, I actually saw them. That's the band that I saw live like back in May, where they did the cover of the Mary Ellen Carter. And they released an album called The Voyage. The Land Dodgers, I think, is one of the first songs on the album. And they also performed it live when I saw them back in May. And it's just, like, a really fun song. Like, it's a really, like... It has, like, such a fast beat to it, you know? Like, it's very dancey, very sing-along-y, which is, like, the main appeal of sea shanties, that they're very fun and sing-along-y.
It's, like, mostly a cappella, no?
Yeah, yeah. But the song has, like... Let me think. I think there's a guitar strum that goes in like a... I forgot the beat like the time signature, but it's like dun 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 dun. Like it's like very like the beat is like one of those, you know, you stomp and clap type of things. Like it's very like dancey and very lively. But yeah, the Land Dodgers is just like, it's just a very fun song. I don't really think too much about the lyrics, but The Longest Johns is one of like the like my favorite like sea shanty artists too. There's a couple of songs on this playlist that also has and then
the next song is Coal Town Road by the Barra McNeils.
Yeah, so the Coal Town Road, the Barra McNeils are actually from Nova Scotia.
A lot of Nova Scotians.
Yeah.
This playlist.
Well, actually, they're the only Nova Scotian in this playlist because, Stan Rogers is from Hamilton.
Right.
Yeah. But
you mentioned Nova Scotia?
Nova Scotia, Newfoundland, they like have a lot of sea shanty artists and there's like a big sea shanty culture there. But this one, I'm actually not too familiar. I just remember when I listened to it, I was like, this sounded really nice. Is that actually, I listened to this because of this radio episode, because I was trying to find like more Canadian artists and I just like the sound of it. Like it's just very I think this is one of the more chill like sea shanty songs from what I remember.
And then the next song, Barrett's Privateers.
Yeah,
Stan Rogers.
Barrett's Privateers is a very it's a very iconic Stan Rogers song. So the two Stan Rogers songs that are very iconic are Barrett's Privateers and Northwest Passage. So Northwest Passage is more melancholic. That one's about like getting lost in the sea. Barrett's Privateers, that's also kind of melancholic. So it's kind of funny. Barrett's Privateers, I don't like when I sing it, I know the lyrics, but it's one of those songs where like I listen to the, like, I know the lyrics, but I actually don't know what the song is too much about. But it's a very, like, legendary, like, Stan Rogers song, though.
Sometimes you don't need to know the meaning of the song and just enjoy it.
Yeah, well, the thing about, like, sea shanties, though, is that, like, they're storytelling. That's what I really like about their songs. Actually, in parts of the song, he mentions about going to Halifax Pier. Yeah, that's in the chorus, like, now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. Oh, this song is actually kind of depressing. The song is about being, like, the last of your crewmates to survive kind of thing. Mm. Yeah, it's a very sad song. That's how, like, a lot of sea shanty songs go. Because, like, you know, you're a pirate and you kind of, like, are left alone type of thing. Yeah, but I remember I was at the concert when I went back in May. When we were in the merch line, there was we were waiting, like the line was taking so long, so everybody, even though the concert was over, was just singing this song. Like everybody was like just sea shantying. Like it felt like, you know, when you watch like fantasy movies and everybody's drunk and just singing along with each other, like that's the vibe that merch line gave, and they were just singing the song. Yeah.
Okay, let's get into the songs now. Okay. Enjoy.
She went down last October in a pouring, driving rain. The skipper, he'd been drinking, and the mate, he felt no pain. Too close to Three Mile Rock, and she was dealt her mortal blow. And the Mary Ellen Carter settled low. There was just us five aboard her when she finally was awash. We'd worked like hell to save her, all heedless of the cost. And the groan she gave as she went down, it caused us to proclaim that the Mary Ellen Carter would rise again. Well, the owners wrote her off, not a nickel would they spend. She gave 20 years of service, boys that met her sorry end. But insurance paid the loss to us, so let her rest below. Then they laughed at us and said we had to go. But we talked of her all winter, some days around the clock. She's worth a quarter million afloat and at the dock. And with every jar that hit the bar, we swore we would remain and make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Rise again, rise again. Let her name not be lost to the knowledge of men. All those who loved her best and were with her till the end will make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. All spring now we've been with her on a barge lent by a friend. Three dives a day in a hard hat suit, and twice I've had the bends. Thank God it's only 60 feet and the currents here are slow, or I'd never have the strength to go below. But we patched her rents, stopped her men's dog hatch and porthole down, put cables to her fore and aft and girded her around. Tomorrow noon we hit the air and then take up the strain and make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Rise again, rise again. Let her name not be lost to the knowledge of men. All those who loved her best and were with her till the end will make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Couldn't leave her there, you see, to crumble into scale. She'd saved our lives so many times, living through the gale. And the laughing drunken rats who left her to a sorry grave, they won't be laughing in another day. And you, to whom adversity has dealt the final blow, with smiling bastards lying to you everywhere you go, turn to and put out all your strength of arm and heart and brain, and like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again. Rise again, rise again. Though your heart it be broken and life about to end, no matter what you've lost, be it a home, a love, a friend, like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again. Rise again, rise again. Though your heart it be broken or life about to end, no matter what you've lost, be it a home, a love, a friend, like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again.
To be here right now, and I can't remember when the sun went down. We'll all be surprised if there's a bar in town that welcomes us tonight, that welcomes us tonight. But there's money in our pockets and the land augers in sight. History in the beans, where the poet Stevenson would put the world to rights. And we'll all be well tonight, we'll all be well tonight, while there's money in our pockets and the land augers in sight. Your time, it is precious, and there's plenty to be done. But I hear that Jack can be a dull, dull boy, so drink with us tonight. drink with us tonight, cause there's money in our pockets and the land augers inside. Well, the spirits have got us in every way I know. I see angels in the rafters taking in the show. The smartest fool, the dumbest sage is singing in the back, and we'll all be well tonight. Put your troubles in the past, we'll all be well tonight. 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 And the land dog is in the black, down the coal town road, and we hike along the track where the coal trains load, and we make the ponies pull till they nearly break their backs, and they'll never see again. Down the coal town road, we hear the whistle call, down the coal town road, and we take our towels and all where the coal trains load. In the cages then we drop, till there's nowhere else to fall, and we leave this world behind us. Down the coal town road, we never see the sun. Down the coal town road, at a penny for a ton, where the coal trains load. When our shift comes up on top, we're so thankful to be done. We head home to sleep and dream about the coal town road. There's miners' little sons down the coal town road, playing with their cowboy guns where the coal trains load. But they better make the best of the trial, and while it runs, there's a pick and shovel waiting down the coal town road. If there's a God for us down the coal town road, all the miners he can bless where the coal trains load. For we're sweating in the hole, sucking down the devil's dust, just to keep the fires ablazing down the coal town road. We get up in the black, down the coal town road, and we hike along the track where the coal trains load. And we make the ponies pull till they nearly break their backs, and they'll never see again down the coal town road. And we make the ponies pull till they nearly break their backs, and they'll never see again down the coal town road.
Oh, the year was 1778. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. A letter of marque came from the king to the scummiest vessel I've ever seen. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. Oh, well, Sid Barrett cried the town, how I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. For 20 brave men, all fishermen, who would make for him the Antelope's crew. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. The Antelope sloop was a sickening sight. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. She'd have
best to the poor, and her sails in rags, and the cook in the scuppers with the staggers and jags. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on the Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. On the king's birthday we put to sea. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. We were 91 days to Montego Bay, pumping like madmen all the way. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. On the 96th day we sailed again. I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. When a bloody great Yankee hove in sight, with our cracked 4-pounders we made to fight. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. The Yankee lay low down with gold. I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. She was broad and fat and loose in stays, but to catch her took the Antelope 2 whole days. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. Then at length we stood 2 cables away. I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. Our cracked 4-pounders made an awful din, but with 1 fat ball the Yanks stove us in. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. The Antelope shook and pitched on her side. I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. Barrett was smashed like a bowl of eggs, and the main truck carried off both men eggs. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. So here I lay in my 23rd year. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. It's been 6 years since we sailed away, and I just made Halifax yesterday. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
So the first few songs that we just played were The Mary Ellen Carter by Stan Rogers, The Land Dodger by the Longest Johns, Coal Town Road by the Barra McNeils, and The Barrett's Privateers by Stan Rogers. Yeah, lots of sea shanties today. My brother made the entire playlist. And yeah. But the next few songs are going to be Bon Voyage by Luna Lee, her new song that just came out, and Older by Miss Mouth. You want to talk a little bit about those two songs?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Luna Lee. Yeah, no, I've been a fan of Luna Lee since time, man. Like, I even remember, like, when they were, I think it was Mother Tongue, when they were, like, their first band. I've been following them ever since university, so.
Wait, she was in Mother Tongues?
I swear she was in Mother Tongues. With,
they're
like,
opening for.
With Charwar, right?
I have no idea, but they're opening for her.
Well, I mean, I follow Charwar, who's the bassist for that band, for a while. Man, I might get things mixed up. I might have been wrong, because this has been, like, how many years ago since I've... 7 years ago? University? Oh, my God.
Toe-cracking ASMR.
Toe-cracking ASMR. Sorry. I'm fidgeting. So, okay, yeah, no, I've been a fan of them since time. Like, I've loved... her music. I've remembered when, like, even like Afterglow came out and like all of her old EP stuff. Actually, I was
Jams.
No, like way back in 2019, 2018, I was like really into them. And this was actually because of my good friend Nigeline, because Nigeline was like, I think
friends
with people
that are friends with her.
Yeah, exactly. And like she even like met Luna Lee at one time. But yeah, no, I've been a fan of her, so I've always followed her music, and it's really cool to see her like blow up. And she's like in this really cool like in between phase where she's like big enough to be like well known, but she's still like a local Toronto artist, you know?
Yeah, I don't think she's like well known everywhere, but she's definitely like well known in Toronto, I think.
Well, what was it called? The Needle Drop gave like a review of one of her albums. Of one of her EPs, like her Bedroom Pop EP. I actually don't know if he did a review of like her recent albums. I was thinking of like searching that up, but I know like she's well known in like the indie music space, right? But she's not like a Pup the Band, for example, where they're like literally like they're everywhere kind of thing, you know? She's like in a good point of growth for her career, you know?
And when I think thought grows.
Yeah, when a thought grows.
That's her new album coming
exactly,
out.
Exactly. I love, like, I also generally love, like, artists with, like, a nature aesthetic. Like, so my favorite artist of all time, that's crazy. I haven't put any of her songs on this playlist. But my favorite artist of all time is Yvette Young, and, like, one of her things is that she makes
like
a lot
her
of
her music, Yvette Young, like, their music matches like sea shanty vibes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It would have been perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. She literally has like songs that are like sea related. I'm gonna have to bring, if I'm on another episode, I'll have to bring Kavit onto the playlist. But
maybe.
But yeah, no, I do love Luna Lee's music. And then older,
I think you wanted to put Luna Lee's music because we both like Luna Lee.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like her song just came out too, so yeah. I thought it would have been perfect. But
what did you think of her new song?
I liked them, but I only put the one that I liked the most on it, which was Bon Voyage.
Oh, you like Bon Voyage the most?
Yeah, I know. I know it's the one that's not played the most, but I do like the...
Well, it's the newest.
Yeah.
But what's it called? I was trying to listen to it. It's good. I feel like it's not as catchy as her first two songs, but which is fine. It's still pretty good.
Yeah. I think with this one, like, I didn't mind that it was not as catchy. Like, I felt like it was, like, less they were trying to like make a hook and trying to kind of make it marketable, and she was just vibing.
Yeah, it was like her own type of,
yeah, which I liked about it, so yeah. That's why I liked it the most,
which is probably why it's like her favorite so far too.
She said it was
her favorite.
I see. Okay, that's cool. And then older, so Miss Mouth, actually
that one just came out too. No,
that one came out too. Yeah. So I'm actually like friends with the vocalist of that band.
Name the vocal.
Their name is Sharon. They're cool. That's it. And
name every
name every member of the band.
Name every song of.
they actually have a show coming up on August 22nd, but I don't remember what venue it's from. But
are you going?
I don't know. I have to figure that out.
Oh, so he's not really a fan.
Relax. It's a 60-40 in my head, which means I am a fan. But yeah, I do like this song out of all the other ones on their EP. It's the first one on the EP.
Well, because it just came out, right?
Yeah, but I because I listened to the other songs that were like singles before.
Are they trying to come out with an album and then they're just releasing singles?
I'm not sure. Like this, the person I know, the vocalist, like, we just became friends, so I don't know too much about her plan on this. But yeah, I remember when I told her about her music, like when I first heard of her music, I said that her music gives like Beach Bunny vibes. I'm a big fan of Beach Bunny, so you know, I quite enjoyed this one song. Yeah,
I low-key don't remember Beach Bunnies. Can you sing a song?
Beach Bunny?
Yeah.
They did that.
Can you sing it?
That one song. Count your calories. I never look good in mom jeans. You know that one song?
Okay.
They did a bunch of like cool songs. Like a very poppy, coming of age songs.
Yes. Okay. We're gonna play those two songs and then we're gonna come back.
You were hungry today for all kinds of things, smiling up an appetite and frowning when I take a bite. You've got control, it's a thin layer of water sitting on my skin, wanting to sink in.
Dreaming of things like the love that I live for. about trivial things like love and how we felt when we kissed in your parents' garage up the street at the bar. But maybe, just maybe, one day I won't be saving one day when I'm older and wiser.
Hi everyone, you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. I'm your host Claire and you're listening to Earworm. Okay, so the songs that we just played were Bon Voyage by Luna Lee and Older by Miss Mouse. The next few songs that we're going to play are more sea shanties. You wanna talk about it? It's, yeah. The first one is 10,000 Miles Away by the Sea Dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next one is going to be Hard Times Come Again No More by the Longest Johns. Now I'm just like hearing the song because like Hard Times Come Again No More.
Oh yeah, because
it's yeah.
It's a catchy hook.
It's a catchy lyric, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway.
And I sing it all the time.
He sings it a lot, and he plays it in his car a lot. So, and he shit. Like forces these like people in his car to listen to these sea shanties.
Wait, okay. Force is a very selective
holds
word.
Holds them hostage in a locked car while driving.
Wait,
unless
no,
you jump out the car, like, unless you jump out the moving car, then you're free of the sea shanties.
No, that is not what happens. What happens is people change the songs after they start
they
hear
press,
the
they press next forward, they press next
but yeah the
yeah
song.
Actually we went to Montreal recently with a bunch of his friends
and you skipped the songs.
Yes, because I told them to and everybody's like agreed.
Oh
so,
my goodness, it's okay, it's an acquired taste.
Yes. And then the next one is gonna be Moby Duck by the Longest Johns, and yeah
10,000 Miles Away.
Is that the one that goes like I will walk
ten. No, that's a different song.
Oh wait, no, it's the one that goes like
shut up. Yes, I get it. They all talk about miles and divisible by 10, I guess. But yes, 10,000 Miles Away. This song is just really fun. It's like the same thing with the Land Dodgers, but this is like the OG, like fun, like song. This one is mainly a cappella too. I think the song is all a cappella. It's like a lot of claps and just using like your feet to make the beat of the song and then like the vocals. It's just like, this is also another song where I know the lyrics, but the story kind of gets lost to me. It's like, it's about, okay, the chorus is like, I say on an English show and hear the music play. I'm off on the morning train, won't be back in, so I'm taking a trip on a government ship 10,000 miles away. It's just like being away for a long time and like saying goodbye to your like loved ones, but like it's a merry type of goodbye. It's just fun. Like, that's all I have about this review of the song. It's fun. Fun times. The next one, Hard Times Come Again No More by the Longest Johns. This one is a song that like I listen to when I'm like down in the dumps and I need something to kind of pull me out of it, you know, because it's just like, it's another hopeful song, because it's like, you know, hard times come again no more. It's like a very melancholic kind of tune, but like a melancholic that leads into a hopeful type of vibe kind of thing. And that's what I really like about it. It's one of their, like, the Longest Johns, like, not only do they make very fun sea shanty songs, but they do, like, write a lot of melancholic type of self-reflective type of music. And this is, like, one of their popular ones that I really like. Yeah, it's just, like, a very, like, helps you get out of the blues. So then the next song, and Moby Duck. Moby Duck is also... That one is a really funny song. So that song is literally a song about fighting like
ducks,
a giant duck.
Oh, like the one from Toronto.
Like the one from Toronto. Yeah, yeah, the one that comes by at the harborfront. It's literally
that specific one.
That specific one. It's that the song is like, it's like so goofy. It's like a song about the first half is him getting a crew of 25. Oh, yo ho, yo ho, row us back to shore. Like, it's like getting a big crew, you know, not all of them are up there in the skill level. And then he gets like, he fights a giant duck, he kills him, and then makes him into barbecue. That's the whole song.
Poor duck.
Poor duck. He even quacks at the end of the song.
No.
Yeah, quack. Yeah, that's the songs. Yeah, they're fun. Two
Which
fun
one's
songs.
Your favorite song out of this entire playlist?
Out of the whole playlist? I think it's Mary Ellen Carter, like the first song. It's my favorite sea shanty, I would say, at the moment. And then, like, 10,000 Miles Away is a close second. And then I would say the third is probably, it's later on in the playlist, but Bored is a really good Leve song.
But okay. Yeah.
Leve, I mean.
Leve.
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 I promise I pronounced it right. Leve.
Okay. We're going to play the songs now.
It's all for the life on a gallant ship with a fair and favoring breeze, with a goodly crew and a captain too to carry me over the seas. To carry me over the seas, me boys, to me true love far away, for I'm taking a trip on a government ship 10,000 miles away.
Dancing, blow, you bully boys, blow, her hope and I will go. I'll stay no more on England's shore, hear the music play. I'm off on the morning train, and I won't be back again. For I'm taking a trip on a government ship 10,000 miles away.
Well, me true love, she was beautiful. Me true love, she was young. Her eyes were like the diamonds bright, and silvery was her tongue. And silvery was her tongue, me boys, as the big ship sailed away. And she said, will you remember me 10,000 miles away?
And sing, blow, you bully boys, blow. Our rope and I will go. I'll stay no more on England's shore or hear the music play. I'm off on the morning train, and I won't be back again. For I'm taking a trip on a government ship 10,000 miles away.
Oh, now dark and dismal was the day when last I saw me Meg. She'd a government band around each hand and another one around her leg. And another one around her leg, me boys, as a big ship left the bay. And I said that I'd be true to her 10,000 miles away.
And sing, blow, you bully boys, blow. Our rope and I will go. I'll stay no more on England's shore, hear the music play. I'm off on the morning train, and I won't be back again. For I'm taking a trip on a government ship 10,000 miles away.
Oh, I wish I was a bosun, or even a bombardier. I'd build a boat, away I'd float, and straight for me true love's dear. And straight for me true love's dear, me boys, where the dancing dolphins play. Where the whales and sharks are having their larks 10,000 miles away.
Dancing, blow, you bully boys, blow.
Shine through a London fog, or the river run quite clear, or the ocean brine might turn to wine, or I'll forget me beer, or I'll forget me beer, me boys, for the landlord for today, before I forget me untrue mate 10,000 miles away.
And sing, blow, you bully boys, blow, our rope and I will go. I'll stay no more on England's shore, hear the music play. I'm off on the morning train, and I won't be back again, for I'm taking a trip on a government ship 10,000 miles away. And sing, blow, you bully boys, blow. Our rope and I will go. I'll stay no more on England's shore, I'll hear the music play. I'm off on the morning train, and I won't be back again, for I'm taking a trip on a government ship 10,000 miles away.
Let us pause in life's pleasures and count its many tears, while we all sup sorrow with the poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh,
times come again no more. 'Tis the song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times, hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Hard times come again no more. While we seek mirth and beauty and music light and gay, there are frail forms fainting at the door. Though their voices are silent, their pleading looks will say, oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis the song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times, hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis the song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you have
I left the sea for a life upon a lake. After all the storms I'd seen, I needed a good break. I thought still waters would mean peace for me, but that was a mistake. For the place I chose was bedeviled by a giant evil drake, a mallard of such malice, twice the size of any man. A bill to give you nightmares and a monstrous wingspan. You cannot hope to fight it, so avoid him if you can. That terrifying waterfowl, the beast beyond the dam.
Row, ho, row, ho, row with all our might. Row with harpoons loaded and spoiling for a fight. Row, ho, row, ho, and with any luck, we'll win the day and do away the dreaded Moby Duck.
I'm not one for surrender, so a vengeful oath I swore. I gathered up me hearties like so many times before. We shot our ship with weapons and prepared to go to war, till the fetid, feathered, fearsome flying duck will breathe no more.
Row, ho, row, ho, row with all our might. Row with harpoons loaded, spoiling for a fight. Row, ho, row, ho, and with any luck, we'll win the day and do away the dreaded Moby Duck.
There was Bonnie Brave Marie, who to her arms had waved goodbye, and Handsome Jack, whose duck attack left him without an eye. The Derby twins with one leg each on deck were standing by, only a couple dozen limbs between a crew of 25.
Row, ho, row, ho, row with all our might. Row with harpoons loaded, spoiling for a fight. Row, ho, row, ho, and with any luck, we'll win the day and do away the dreaded Moby Duck.
The fight raged on for several hours, defend and then attack. With beatings from those wicked wings, our boat began to crack. The beast reared up to finish the job, and with a mighty quack,
quack,
I rammed my harpoon in his throat and made a tasty snack.
Row, ho, row, ho, row us back to shore. We'll drag his broken body back and roast it on an oar. Row, ho, row, ho, barbecue the beast. With hoisin sauce and pancakes, we will have the biggest feast.
Oh,
row, ho, row, ho, row with all our might. We rowed with harpoons loaded and spoiling for a fight. Row, ho, row, ho, we had all the luck. We won the day and did away the dreaded Moby Duck. We won the day and did away the dreaded Moby Duck.
Quack.
We were sick on the beach and our money was gone. Way-fu-ri-o. So we sign on this packet and drive her along, and we're bound for the Rio Grande. There were some of us sick, there were some of us sore.
Way-fu-ri-o.
We had scoffed on our grub, we were looking for more, and we're bound for the Rio Grande.
Hey.
So away, bullies, away. Liverpool girls, and we're bound for the Rio Grande. We're a deep water ship and a deep water crew.
Way-fu-ri-o.
We don't like the grub, no, I'm damned if we do, and we're bound for the Rio Grande. So heave up the anchor, let's heave it away.
Way-fu-ri-o.
It's got a good grip, bullies, heave her all day, and we're bound for the Rio Grande. So away, bullies, away.
Way-fu-ri-o.
Sing fairly well, my Liverpool girls, and we're bound for the Rio Grande. Oh, where are you bound to, me bullies and all?
Way-fu-ri-o.
Bound to the southward, me bully boys all, and we're bound for the Rio Grande. And what will you do there, me bully boys all?
Way-fu-ri-o.
We'll dig for our fortune, me bully boys all, and we're bound for the Rio Grande.
Oh, away, bullies, away.
Way-fu-ri-o.
Sing fairly well, my Liverpool girls, and we're bound for the Rio Grande.
We'll dig for our gold there, me bully boys all.
Way-fu-ri-o.
Or die on the fever, me bully boys all, and we're bound for the Rio Grande. So heave with the will, boys, oh heave long and strong.
Way-fu-ri-o.
Sing a good chorus of a bully good song, and we're bound for the Rio Grande.
So away, bullies, away.
Way-fu-ri-o.
Sing fairly well, my Liverpool girls,
and we're bound for the Rio Grande. Yes, we're bound for the Rio Grande.
Okay, so we just played a bunch of sea shanties for you. And the next song will be the last song of the episode, which is Bored by Leve. I hope you guys enjoy this episode, and thank you for coming on to this episode, Kuya.
Of course. I'm glad to be here. Finally on here.
Ooh. He's such a busy bee. But yeah. Yeah, he has somewhere to be, like, right after this, too. But
yeah. This is what it's like to be in the internet, right?
In the radio waves.
This is what it's like to be in the radio waves.
In the electromagnetic frequency.
Yeah, okay. Right, not the wave.
Okay, anyway, we're going to end the episode after the last song. Bye.
Why don't we call it for what it is? It's best that we spend time apart. I just yawn listening to you talk about yourself again and again. Charming at first, but you made me depressed.